President Donald Trump flew into Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City Wednesday to tour the base and check in on the recovery process. Officials on the base and around the community spoke about what it means to have the president pay them a visit. I'm Blaze Ganey.
It's not every day that the president comes to your hometown, so we're very excited for him to be here, and especially to land at Tyndall. Tyndall's a vital part of our community, so it's critical for him to see not only the damage, but the recovery that's going on.
That's Bay County Commissioner Paul Griffiths. He was one of the first to greet President Donald Trump. Griffiths is hopeful Trump's tour of the base helped him see the need for more money for repairs. Program Management Office Director Colonel Brent Hyden says supplemental funding is necessary because the Air Force has spent nearly $450 million so far and can't afford to spend any more.
The Secretary of the Air Force identified 1 May is the end of, we're out of money. So all of the contracts that we have ongoing as of funding allocated for prior to 1 May are continuing, but there's no new recovery contracts ongoing past that date because we just don't have the money to fund them.
But Hyden says those roadblocks haven't completely stalled base operations.
We're doing it out of temporary facilities. We're doing it out in some cases out of tents. We had 78 airmen in Tent City last night. We're working really hard to get people into hard billets out of tents before hurricane season starts at the end of this month. And we're going to get there. So we're now down to 78 airmen that stayed last night in tents. But we're getting the job done.
But Hyden calls those solutions a Band-Aid.
This is an expedient solution, though. It's a Band-Aid. It's temporary repairs, and we need the significant funding from Congress in order to go for putting the permanent repairs into place.
Hyden says when those permanent repairs are made, officials want to rebuild the base to be a 21st century model. Trump touted the plan during his rally Wednesday night.
They're doing drawings and they're doing architecture of different areas. We're building some new buildings. We're fixing some old good ones that got very badly hurt, but structurally they're sound. And when we're finished, it's going to be something that's really special, one of the best anywhere in the country.
Hyde estimates the total cost of the projects at $3 billion. He expects some of the money to trickle into the community.
Tyndall is an economic engine in this area. Prior to the storm, we were the source of about the driver for about a third of the local economic activity in Bay County.
Meanwhile, Tim Fontaine, a member of the Military Affairs Committee, sees the Commander-in-Chief's visit as a good sign.
That we aren't forgotten, that he knows that we have the needs. He's coming through and driving through our devastated community. So yes, I feel like he's here to take care of fellow Americans that have suffered in this natural disaster.